AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Government Accountability Office, the federal government's watchdog, says the White House Office of Management and Budget violated the law by holding up security assistance to Ukraine. This is at the center of the impeachment trial against President Trump. A report says security assistance Congress authorized for Ukraine was delayed for policy reasons rather than technical budgetary needs. Meantime,
the House's hour is over. The Senate's time is at hand.
The Senate chamber will be transformed later today into an impeachment court. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Senate will receive a message from the House of Representatives.
The House formally handed over the impeachment case yesterday after a dramatic procession across the Capitol. Today, more drama.
The Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will then formally notify the White House about just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history.
And summon the president to answer the articles and send his counsel.
With opening arguments to start Tuesday. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Canada and other countries are demanding Iran accept responsibility for the downing of a Ukrainian plane in Tehran and compensate victims' families. All 176 people aboard the Ukrainian International Airlines jet died when it was brought down by ballistic missiles. Iran has admitted it accidentally shot down the plane. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, says there's no limit to the country's enrichment of uranium following its decision to abandon its commitments under the 2015 nuclear deal. After the U.S. strike that killed the country's top general, Iran said it would abandon all restrictions in that nuclear deal. The government says retail sales rose at a solid pace last month. Good news about shopping. It's evidence Americans were willing to spend during the holiday shopping season after sluggish November. This is AP News. Prince Harry is taking on his first royal duty since the announcement he and his wife Meghan want to move part-time to Canada. Harry will host the Rugby League World Cup 2021 draw at Buckingham Palace. He's also backing a new rugby health plan that promotes mental health.
The perception of rugby league is that you need to be tough. You can't show your feelings, you have to grin and bear it. But something like the Mental Fitness Charter will help us make real progress in getting rid of the stigma associated with mental illness and remind people that it is not just about being physically fit, but more importantly, mentally strong.
The Prince also made an announcement about the Invictus Games for wounded service personnel and veterans.
In 2022, the Invictus Games will travel to a new country, a new home for respect for our armed forces.
And that new country is Germany.
The Invictus Games, Dusseldorf 2022. The story continues.
The Invictus Games will be held in The Hague this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.